Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
All right, we're taking phone calls here. We have some other videos coming up, including a guest, Kaylee Campbell-Layton, whose video just obviously went massively viral and really just shifted the tide of this whole trans kids, pride for kids agenda happening in Target. And with Pride Month just a week away, has had a massive momentum shift in this political movement. Folks, I'm telling you, you know, I'm going to ask her this when she comes on. Did you ever expect that your video would have this much impact? Did you ever expect that? Folks, believe me, I've been there. I know. You could for years be doing content like this, never crack 100 views. And then that one day will come where you break the matrix and you get seen 10 million times and you change the world in one powerful video. Let's go back to the callers here. Let's go to Josh in FEMA Region 3. Josh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, brother. First, I want to plug you, actually. You know, to the listeners, this guy is on Twitter and Rumble. Well, he's got a show called Owen Schroyer Live. And I don't see enough of a viewer count on this. I'm shocked. I've called in over there a few times. It's a great show. Everyone should check out. Am I coming in? Well,
yeah, no, I've got you. I'm just letting you talk. You know, I don't want to spend too much time just promoting my stuff here. But, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I mean, I'm easily top five most banned men in America, so it's nice when people can find my stuff.
All right, sorry. So I'm of the economic philosophy of, like, a Peter Schiff, who would be an amazing guest if you guys could ever do that. But he's all about free market economy. And I believe that what that requires, though, to have a good society out of that is an informed populace. And that relates to all this boycotting stuff. People have to know what these companies are up to because you're just funding evil. You're funding the enemy. You're funding the demise of our culture. And once you do know, you know, I used to kind of tell people about this passively, you know, hey, did you know this company does this? And leave it at that. But I've shifted more now to where it's like, once you know, you're complicit. If you give them your money, you are complicit in evil at that point. You know what I mean?
It's a fair approach, and I understand that it's hard, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm perfect. I don't make any secrets that I'm not a purist, but no, I mean, there are certainly easy measures you can take to make sure you're not spending your money with the enemy.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you, like you, Owen, of course, but...
Well, no, I mean, call me out. I'm not above criticism. I'm just saying, like, I haven't shopped at Target in 10 years, so like me saying I'm boycotting Target means nothing. It's people out there that do still shop at Target, and maybe it's a great store for kids or whatever. Well, now the onus is on you, like you said.
Talking about doing something, here's a fun thing. Here's something I do sometimes, and you don't even have to confront people head on. So, like, say you're in the grocery store, because there's a lot of evil companies in the food industry doing terrible things. Say you're in the grocery store and you got someone with you and you see someone looking at certain products, like if it's Nestle, Coca-Cola, Mars, Hershey's, whatever, all these are terrible for you anyway. But what you do is you're talking to your friend or wife or whoever's with you and you just strike up loudly, obviously kind of absurdly louder than normal. You say, did you know that Hershey's uses slave labor to collect their cocoa? I know, it's crazy, right? And you just have this conversation while the person's over there picking out their Nestle or whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of like a subtle culture jamming just to have in public there. Josh, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, here's what's kind of ridiculous about all this, actually. This shouldn't even be a political thing. But the only reason why it's a political thing is because this is left-wing politics. Sexually grooming children, targeting children. So it shouldn't be a political thing. No matter what your politics are, pride for kids, tuck clothes for kids, sexual propaganda for kids, I don't care what your politics are. You should be against that. You should see that and be horrified. But see, because the left-wing political movement is a cult, they're not allowed to call out any of their own political movements, any of their own political agendas. So they all know what they're doing to children is bad, but they can't call it out because that would go against the cult. So it shouldn't be a political issue, but it becomes this political issue because it's actually politics that is now controlling culture. So it's no longer culture controls politics, or politics is downstream from culture. Nope, I don't buy that anymore. Not at all. Because if that were true, then this whole trans kids, pride for kids thing would be rejected upon arrival. It's accepted because it is left-wing politics. And you cannot criticize your own politics on the left, so then it becomes their culture. We're taking phone calls ahead of Kaylee Campbell-Layton joining us, whose viral video may have changed the world. I mean, literally, that's the power right now. Let's go to Jeremiah in Ohio. In the meantime, Jeremiah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, are you there, Owen?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was looking up that South Butt and just reading about it, and somebody out there is still selling shirts with the logo on it. It's pretty funny. And I was just thinking maybe North Face just got so upset because they knew they wanted to do a gay clothing line one day, and they wanted to save South Butt for one of their logos or brands.
Now, that's funny. You know, because I'm not trying to go down this path. It's off the beaten trail here. It's kind of out in left field. But if I remember at the time, again, the guy's name escapes me. He was in my friends group. I didn't really know him that well, but we all heard the stories about when he got sued that it was because North Face was claiming some branding thing, and we were all confused because it was like, how does this meet the requirements? It's a completely different logo, different name, different everything. But North Face won the case. So I don't know if this is still him selling that stuff, but boy, that is hilarious. North Face knew they wanted to do gay propaganda, so they scuttled the South Butt marketing 20 years ago.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny, and I guess I want to plug for a minute. You got to get some shirts out there, Owen. You got to get some Clown World or get some War Room shirts, and I just want to tell the listeners, like, I know a lot of us want some Owen Schroyer shirts, so yeah, InfoWars needs to get on that.
All right, Jeremiah, thank you for that call. Let's go to Rick in FEMA Region 4. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Glad to get through, Owen.
Good to have you here.
First and foremost, great job filling in for the big man, and thanks to Alex, you, Harrison, the entire crew for what you guys do. God bless. As far as the target scenario goes, I mean, what else can anyone expect when you have an elected official now that is a screaming lunatic being Michaela Kavanaugh in Nebraska? We need trans people. We love trans people.
No, look at it like this. Look at it like this, because we did cover that. Joe Biden was just in Japan. He gave a speech on Monday, I believe it was. We didn't even play it. Folks, the guy, he can't even talk. He called the president of Japan President Loon. His name is Yoon. He told the troops in Japan that his son died in Afghanistan. His son died of cancer at a hospital in America. I mean, he was fumbling and bumbling over almost everything he said. And it doesn't even get covered because we're so used to having a president that can't talk and can't be honest.
Folks, you're talking to Sleeper-in-Chief. He's not fighting for the soul of the nation. He's fighting to take the soul of the nation, literally. I mean, again, back to the trans and that whole agenda. What you do in your privacy of your own home, more power to you. Enjoy. Just don't force it down everyone else's throat, you know?
All right, Rick. Thank you for that. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, and thanks for taking my call, brother. I appreciate it. Hey, can I just say, man, that I've been an InfoWars listener since the late 90s. Prison Planet member, man, love that. And hope when you guys do some restructuring that we could get a member's pay site again, man. That was really cool. But can I just say that there's nothing new under the sun. You know, the gay thing, the murdering kids has always been around. But I think Christians, man, have forgot their place. You know, Deuteronomy says that we're the head and not the tail. You know, we're the lead, man. We're not the follow people. And, you know, I think InfoWars' real superpower now is because I've met you guys, man. I got to meet you guys a couple times a few years ago. And you guys are the real deal. And when you start really getting into being a Christian and really telling people what that is, they fear a Pope Urban Second moment from Alex Jones and Owen Troyer. And if people don't know the history of that, you could check that out with the Crusades. And thank God that the 1776 Christians didn't just sit around and not say anything. You know what I mean? The Black Robe Regiments led to revolution. So, Christians, stand up. You're the head, not the tail. And a shout out also to the products, man. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion, if you haven't tried it, man, get it.
Cause we got to get that back in stock, man. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is awesome. I start every day with it. When I literally purchased 10 canisters because unfortunately it sells out quite often. So even though it's sold out, I've got extras in my pantry. When it comes back, folks, I suggest loading up on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Truly is a difference maker.
100%, man. I just started ordering it a year ago, and I've been on the products for, God, 20 years. But my wife said, I don't care what we run out of. Don't run out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. So anyway, I ordered 5 cans last time, and we can't wait for it to come back, brother. But I appreciate you taking our calls, man.
All right, David. Thank you. Let's go to Falcon in Wisconsin. Falcon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O. Just to add on how you said culture is downwind from politics, I think, you know, currently Satanism and money-making is downwind also from politics, and that kind of ties in with this trans assault going on right now, because not only is Big Pharma and Big Medical making big money with, you know, the reassignment surgeries and the hormone replacement therapy, but, you know, you look at the value of a heart is $1 million, a liver's $500,000, a kidney's $250,000. I think they're selling these body parts they harvest to other people and also making a boondoggle off of that. And that's why they're promoting it to kids, because it's, you know, harvesting of the fresh meat. And I agree with you that we are making headroads since, you know, I saw you over at that abortion protest. But we need to, I think we need to go faster and harder.
Were you there? Were you at that protest about 5 years ago?
Yeah, I remember that guy who yelled at you and said, you know, we need to ban everything and, you know, everything needs to be illegal right away. You know,
so you remember, and I let him say his piece. It was fine. But, you know, I was kind of giving my conclusive speech on the thing, saying, hey, you know, guys, we're going to get results. It's going to be a tough road. We're going to have to be patient. But, you know, ultimately, this is the goal. And he started scolding me and saying I was bad. Like, oh, no, we have to ban it all now. And if we don't do it now, we're failures and we need to go to war over this. And I said, hey, wait a second. So, I mean, I feel like I'm vindicated now 5 years later.
Rude, you were giving a speech and he was yelling as you're giving a speech, you know. And, you know, you were totally seeing into the future and prediction-wise, I think, like, in 5 years, you know, they're just going to do open harvesting of kids and people, and 5 years after that, it will be...
Oh, look at what they're doing in Canada now, celebrating the euthanasia thing.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, that's just another stepping stone, you know, part of the slippery slope. You know, you see even it's the same thing, shake and bake style, with the entire... progressive agenda or Democrat agenda you see with Ukraine. They're starting with the F-16 Falcon. I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the year we're sending F-22s and F-35s.
Yeah, Biden wants to send fourth generational aircraft to Ukraine. Folks, it's a disaster. It takes a year to even train somebody to fly that. The war will be over by the time you can even do it. The whole thing is a disaster. I'm going to cover that later on in the War Room. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When she was filming that video, she could have potentially changed the fate of our country. Ladies and gentlemen, before we bring our great guests on, do you know about the iodine conspiracy? Do you know that most Americans are deficient in iodine? Don't be one of them. Discover the power of activated tri-iodine Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock, 25% off. We want to make sure that all InfoWarriors can experience the next evolution in activated nascent iodine with a massive sale on Survival Shield X3 for a limited time while in stock. Derived from ancient sea salt deep beneath the Earth's surface, Survival Shield X3 uses a newly discovered process to stabilize the nascent iodine in an activated tri-iodine form to bring nascent iodine and amplitude off the charts. Survival Shield X3 formula was manufactured in a state licensed facility using powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable nascent iodine formula anywhere. With the incredible tri-iodine formula, Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with healthy metabolism to assist your overall well-being. A new version of the fan favorite formula, Survival Shield X3, is an improvement on the old nascent iodine system. There's no better time to try out the new and improved nascent iodine formula. Get Survival Shield X3 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you support us in the process. It's a win-win. All right. Joining me now is Kaylee Campbell Layton, and her video's now been seen, 10 million times. It's been played on most big conservative news outlets, top story even this week. Kaylee, we thank you for joining us today. Let's just start off with this. When you filmed that video, did you expect it would have such an impact?
I had absolutely no idea. When we were at Palm Springs, we were down in Palm Springs for the day, and I had been hearing about the stuff that had been posted up in Targets around the United States, and so I was like, you know what, let's swing in there and see. And then I whipped out the camera, because right when you walk in the dollar section, they just had a bunch of, like, pride flags set up. And so right behind that was just everything. And so I went to go check it out, and it was crazy.
So, okay. So then I guess the next question would be, and maybe you've already answered it, were you expecting to see the pride display for children when you went to Target that day?
I didn't. I knew from, 2022, they had, a smaller section set up. And let's remember, it's not even June yet. They brought this out, 2 weeks early. So I had no idea that they were going to expand their product collection this much, especially including all of the children's stuff that they added.
Yeah, and as you said, I went to the Target here in Austin, and it was the same thing. Once you walk in, they've got pride flags everywhere. Handkerchiefs, other such materials. That's just right when you walk in that little dollar aisle. Then you go into the kids' clothing aisle, and there's a whole other pride section. And they sell Sam Smith albums. The famous satanic performer was there, too. Now, when you were filming this, I'm just curious, because as soon as I walked up, I had Target employees all over me. They clearly know that something's going on with this now. Did anybody approach you that day?
No, there was people coming in, because there was a Starbucks right next to me. So there was a good crowd of people, but my husband was kind of telling me to lower my voice a little bit, because I was getting pretty upset about the things that I was finding. And so I didn't have any employees like, walk up to me, I made a comment. I was like, oh, let's see if they'll even say something to him. And nobody ever said anything. I may have gotten a few ugly looks, but, I mean, we're in California and nobody said anything, and I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I guess in California you might expect there to be a little more local pushback. I did notice when I was there filming, there were a couple of people that kind of looked, they were just walking by, and they saw the Pride stuff, and they were like, whoa. They were kind of off put by it, kind of like shocked by it, like, whoa. And then there was one woman that was just so into it, and she looked like, you know, she looked like she was like 60 and single. And I don't know if ever had kids with her friend. They loved it so much. So there's definitely the dichotomy there. But you're saying even in California, the people weren't necessarily so upset with your commentary there?
No, not at all. Nobody said a word to me.
So let's talk about what the last 48 hours has been like for you since this video has just completely gone viral. I mean, probably tens of millions of views easily. What the last 48 hours for you? What can you tell us?
So it started off with me posting it on my main Instagram account, which Instagram like blew it up as a reel and then instantly banned my account, suspended it, then banned it. I appealed it 3 times. I haven't heard a single thing from them. I had that account and posted all of my political stuff in the past on there. So, I switched to my new Instagram, which was just my podcast account. Try to keep track of all the videos being posted. I'm kind of jealous of the fact that everybody's getting away with posting the video and I'm the one that gets my account taken down. But it's easily worth the sacrifice because of how much it's blown up so far. Twitter has been insane, just getting sent videos of people sharing it and just seeing it pretty much everywhere. TikTok has blown up. I was banned 11 times on TikTok, and I was thinking like 2 days ago, I was like, I'll just post this video on there and see what happens. Over 20K right now. And I'm surprised they haven't banned me yet. I don't know if they remember me or not, but it's been so hard to keep track of just everything going on all at the same time right now.
Now, you're married with children. Is that correct?
I'm currently 30 weeks pregnant and I am married.
Okay. So you're expecting, and do you normally shop at Target?
So I will admit I used to, but I noticed like whenever I go and get like skincare products, bath products, things like that, one, it's way cheaper at Walmart. I'm actually planning on checking out the Walmart in California here soon, to see if we can catch some more Pride stuff. But I typically just found my necessities there occasionally and then realized that it's kind of overpriced, especially out here in California as well. So I try to find other products at other places now.
Well, would it be fair to say that you plan to boycott Target from here on out?
Absolutely. I feel like they haven't offered anything. They don't offer anything substantial. I feel like I had slowed down my shopping there. One, we live an hour and a half away from one. It's not worth going at all. It hasn't been. And I don't plan on ever returning there ever again.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but political activism isn't really something that you typically engage in. Is this something you're interested in now?
So I used to be a Turning Point ambassador until they kicked me out.
Well, that's ironic.
Oh yeah. It's, they think that I'm too radical apparently. But I was working with them. I have a show called What's Your Point that I actually paused when I got pregnant because stress, didn't want to put that on the baby, things like that. Obviously, that's not what I'm doing now because I'm full force back into all of it.
Well, let me just pause you right there. I'm sorry. I'm up against a break. But I want to hear about this on the other side. This is really interesting because I noticed that the hardest fighters are the ones that the conservatives get rid of. What the hell?
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And my guest, Kaylee Campbell-Layton. This is the video you've been seeing everywhere exposing the Pride for Kids sections and targets. And now it's become a trend. I myself went and shot a video this morning at Target. Dozens of others are shooting videos exposing this at Target. And so Kaylee is explaining on the other side how she used to be involved in politics, and people on the conservative movement got rid of her, for lack of a better term. So Kaylee, pick up that conversation, because I wasn't aware of your future, or rather your past political activism. So why don't you let us know about that?
Yeah, so I started in maybe September of 2021, I believe. And I had just started out kind of posting TikToks to see what would happen. I've always liked politics. always been a very opinionated person. I'm not one to not say what's on my mind. And so, especially after the 2020 election and just getting more involved, I started making content, and Turning Point recruited me, and I was quickly picked up working on my show. I created that. It's called What's Your Point? I started going live pretty much every single night, just talking about different topics and stuff. And then I was living in Texas at the time because I'm native to Texas. I moved out here with my husband because he's a Marine. And basically, we started going to, once I was networking in Texas specifically, I started going to different protests. I went to a few protests at UNT because I graduated from there, saw firsthand how liberal that campus is, along with many others in Texas, unfortunately. And then things really started going up from there. And then it kind of became difficult when accounts were getting banned, content was getting taken down, shadow banned. All of that combined was so frustrating. And then the more I got into politics, the more I was educating myself, educating others, talking about things, the more things started to get exposed, whether it was in the conservative movement as a whole or just everything combined and how, you know, you see a handful of people standing up for what they believe in, and then the rest of them are doing it mainly just for, like, an extra like or, you know, to get onto the next big thing. And it became really frustrating because I saw people working really hard for the content they were making, spending hours researching, planning 3-hour live shows like I was doing at 8 p.m. at night in Texas, making sure that I just had all the content locked up and ready to tell everybody. And just doing all of that and still getting banned is both motivating and infuriating at the same time. But then Turning Point actually ended up kicking me out. There was a lot of controversy going on after one of the events that they had, and they didn't like the fact that I made a joke about China. I think they didn't have any proof, but they accused me of saying that I wanted to blow up China, or I think we should blow up China. I asked for proof of where I said that. They called, they kind of, like, I don't know, just kind of didn't really explain anything on the phone other than you were targeting a group of people, so we're going to have to terminate your ambassadorship or whatnot. And I was like, okay, game on then. You want to kick out real conservatives for doing our jobs and calling out actual problems that were going on, especially in Texas with all the drag stuff going on, with the border issue. They don't talk about any of that. They talk about just the main talking points. They don't care about any of the ambassadors. They talk about the things that make people uncomfortable to talk about. And I'm not the only one that's gotten kicked out. I have many friends who have also said blatant statements that any Christian conservative should say, and they don't like that at all. And they want to shut you down as much as they have little posters that say free speech and this and that. They don't care, and any real conservative that I truly know wants nothing to do with that because they really don't help the movement.
Well, I would say I think Turning Point has actually had its own turning point, to use a pun, if you will, in the last couple years where, I mean, I used to get blatantly snubbed by Turning Point. Charlie Kirk would act like he doesn't know who InfoWars or Owen Schroyer is in this weird, awkward moments. So now they invite Alex Jones to their events, and everybody celebrates. But, I mean, I would put it like this. Do you think at that point in time, you probably would have better served their content by posting bikini pictures in a red, white, and blue bikini saying, I love America, instead of actually doing 3 hours of content or being on the streets? Was that the vibe back then?
Absolutely, 100%. The exploitation that goes on with specifically the women, whether it's the employees that work at headquarters in Arizona or their contributors who do nothing, they don't contribute anything other than their bodies to the staff and to social media in general by saying talking points that mean absolutely nothing in this day and age.
Now, what would you say, obviously, you're thinking about maybe getting more politically involved. You're obviously thinking about your child that you're expecting here soon as well. What would you say to other conservative activists, ones that have been around for a while, ones that are maybe thinking about getting involved now? Just from your experience, what kind of advice would you give them?
This is my favorite thing to talk about because I feel like nobody should be afraid to speak their mind. Nobody should be afraid to stand up for our core values that we believe in. there's no reason. We should be standing up. We claim that we are Christians, and we claim that we are conservatives, which apparently people these days get confused as to what conservative means, because they like to group Republican in with that. But I feel like that has shifted significantly when we talk about what conservative values genuinely are and what Christian values genuinely are. And I would tell anybody out there who's thinking about posting a video or thinking about going to their local protest to, you know, fight for what they believe in or record content to expose this stuff that's happening in real life, that they can't be afraid. You can't be afraid of losing friends. You can't be afraid of losing your job. You know, when I got into politics, I lost every single one of my friends from college, from high school, everyone. They were too afraid. They quote said they were too afraid to associate with me because they were scared of what I was posting on TikTok and Instagram. And you can't be afraid of that. You can't be afraid of losing people in your life for the sake of standing up for your own values. Like, in the long run, and my mindset has shifted a lot on this since becoming pregnant and bringing a child into the world, that protecting her and protecting my children's innocence and protecting our country and actual values that we have to offer are way more valuable than keeping a job or keeping your friend group around who offer absolutely nothing. It is so, because it continues to get worse and worse every single day, that we stand up and we say what's on our mind and we truly fight, because it's been, what, 2 years? It's been almost 3 years, yeah, that this has been going on for the Biden administration to push it. Who knows how much worse it'll get in the next 5 years, and who knows what else is going to be normalized.
So what is next for Kaylee Campbell-Layton? What is next? You're hitting the ground running. If Turning Point gave you a call back and offered you a job, would you take it? Or what are you thinking for the future?
Never in a million years would I ever work for an organization that claims to be Christian and conservative, yet work with people who are 100% against their complete agenda. I've always put my heart and mind into my own show. And I think that working with everything now, I'm planning on bringing it back. I'm interested to see how that's going to go with a newborn soon. But it's really just, this woke me up again. I'd kind of been, like, staying mellow a little bit within politics. But I truly, truly feel like this is my calling. And I feel like using this platform to speak up and be one of the few that is not afraid of anything and is not afraid of saying anything that's on my mind, no matter how controversial it may be, I think that the next step is bringing my show back and just going full force. If we can take down Target, or at least make them consider taking down all of their Pride stuff, Pride Children stuff in the store, what other stores can we go after? And I'm excited to see, especially living in California now, what else we can find in other stores.
Yeah, it feels like this part of the movement is on now. The boycott's actually having real-world impacts, and people getting out of their online internet caves or even their own houses and getting in the streets and changing the world, like Kaylee Campbell-Layton has done. Kaylee, thank you for joining us today. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Before I hand the baton to the fourth hour host, Kate Daly, and then I'll be back. I'm going to cover the rest of the news. There's a lot of other important news other than this Target thing. We're focusing on this here today. But I'm going to cover all the other important news on the InfoWars War Room coming up from 3 to 6 p.m. Central, my normal hosting duties. Let's take a couple more phone calls before it's all said and done here. Let's go to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen?
Howdy. Good.
Okay. First of all, I just wanted to talk about the Target thing going on with all these kids sections with the rainbow flags and all that other stuff. Is there any way we can get a petition going with enough signatures just to completely ban it from these stores? And not just Target, from any other store that's doing this.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can get a petition going for anything, but it's a little different petitioning against a corporation than it is against the government. I mean, it's really just upon Target whether they want to respond to the backlash or not.
Hmm. I see. Anyways, I had been meaning to get a hold of y'all. I've been, this happened back in 89, Lubbock, Texas, and they hid this from the world. There's a lady that lives in shallow water, Texas. Her name's Mary Constancio, and she speaks to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And back in 89. It's a church in Lubbock, Texas, St. John Newman. There was all kinds of miracles happening that day. I watched a paraplegic step out of his chair, speaking.
All right, so I'll tell you what. I'm taking calls on target. If you want to say the lady's name one more time so people can Google it, then that's fine. I'm not trying to censor you, but I'm trying to remain on topic here. So what's the lady's name?
Mary Constancio. She's from Shallow Water, Texas.
Okay, I thank you for that. Let's take the next caller here. Rick in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to wrap my head around, why would these companies do it? I mean, they you don't get to the position to make that call without having a little bit of common sense. And they've got to see what's happening to Bud Light and Ford and, you know, all the other ones. So the only conclusion I can come to is they're buying in. They're paying their tithes to their God or their whatever. So what I'm saying is, if they're buying in, if they're doubling down, you got to pick your side too. They're going in on their team. You better pick your side.
Yeah, and I would say to make it a little more understandable, you do have leftists and liberals that are involved in the process of the decision making here. So they're making these decisions. The same deranged leftists that we deal with every day, they make decisions at major corporations. You also have the ESG social credit score equation, where these companies know they have to do the leftist liberal crap, otherwise they don't get bank loans, they don't get marketed on TV, all the other stuff to make their business successful. And I also think there's an element of this where the left has really deceived itself in a way, or many people used to be deceived by the left, thinking that that's populist. You know, I talked about this yesterday with the story of how the views represented in the American media don't actually reflect the views of the average American. It's not even close. So they kind of fall for their own bullcrap. They kind of believe their own propaganda. They think this leftist, liberal, progressive paradigm is actually popular and gaining steam. It's not. It's not. It's their own propaganda, and they're falling for it thinking it is. Rick, thanks for the call. Let's go to Julia in Tennessee. Julia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. So I actually owe Target a debt of gratitude, because in the very earliest stages of the pandemic, when I was in Target to pick up some cleaning supplies, I also decided to go and pick up a couple of clothing items, and I had recently recovered from double pneumonia and pulled my mask down to do some deep breathing exercises because I was starting to get lightheaded. And I had an associate and the assistant store manager come up to me and let me know that I couldn't be in there without my mask on, and so let them know that, you know, I'm just doing some breathing exercises because I'm recently recovered from pneumonia. And the guy, the associate, said, well, if you want, I can pick out. And I was buying bras and panties. And the guy says to me that he could pick out my bras and panties and just bring them out to me if I like. And I let him know that there's only one man on the planet that is privileged to pick out those items for me, and that he wasn't him. And the assistant manager was standing there, and I looked at her and asked her if she was going to allow her associate to, you know, to basically let me know that he would pick out my bras and panties. And she didn't have anything at all to say. So from that day forward, I learned how to effectively, completely boycott any company or brand that goes absolutely against my moral compass. I've started shopping directly with companies rather than going to the retail outlets. I'll go to their direct website or what have you. But if it hadn't been for that experience with Target, I don't know that I would have been as determined to follow through with a boycott situation. And I'm glad that everybody's kind of waking up to what is going on, but it has been going on for so long. Why do you think they're as brazen as they are today in 2023? It's because the same thing was happening in 2016, 2018, and on and on. And I'm glad that people are waking up, but my God, what else is it going to take to wake everybody else up?
You know, the answer to that question is so diabolical, I don't even want to go down that path in my mind, because they're already doing the trans kids surgeries, the genital mutilation of children. They're already sexually grooming the children with the pride for kids and the drag queen sexy time for kids. So, yeah, I mean, you hate to think, well, gee, what comes next? What are they going to do next? I don't even want to fathom it. Julia, thank you for sharing that story. Thank you for calling today. Let's go to the Texas Skeptic in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for letting me close out the show. I was calling, and I told you the screener about Tom DeLay. He was one of our Texas representatives. He was one of our Texas representatives, and he came out and gave an interview where he mentioned that he's seen a Justice Department memo, secret memo, that they were going to do what they're actually doing here in regards to the homosexuality, the trans agenda, LGBTQ, and all these perversions. He calls it the 12 perversions. So this is a government-run operation, and we're focusing on
that. Yeah,
the
and that was decades ago, right?
Well, it was about 2014, 2015. And I fancy
so about
myself
10 years
a pattern.
Ago?
Yes, and I'm a pattern recognition guy. I've been doing it for about 40 years, and there's a pattern I'm noticing of who's propagating these things, and it has to do with the White House staff, the Chiefs of Staff, House Bill 269, George Soros, J.P. Morgan Chase, and what all these entities have in common.
Well, are you asking me, or are you going to answer it yourself?
Yeah, I would think you would know. There's a dam holding this information back. And I'm a Mexican, but I guess now Mexicans can be considered white supremacists, you know, after the Allen shooting,
Well, anybody who's not a hardcore leftist is a white supremacist now.
Well, that guy didn't kill any black people and he didn't kill any Jewish people. But George Soros says, if you question this agenda, that you're anti-Semitic. Look into the eight genders of the Talmud and where that comes from.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. That I think is the central thing that everybody needs to focus on, and then we could clean this mess up, because Christians aren't speaking out against this, and anybody who doesn't accept Christ is the Antichrist, and we need to focus on who runs everything that doesn't accept Christ.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's close it out with Carl in Michigan. Carl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. My point is this. Basically, what everybody's saying is the same thing. They've been doing this for years, targeting everybody. But they've been targeting the children, especially with these plastic plates, plastic cups, and all that stuff we give the kids. That's got BPA in it. That's what Alex has been saying for years. On top of that, you know, all this gay agenda, I think they're actually cutting off the testicles to actually harvest stem cells for their research and life extension. So I think there's a more diabolical theme to all this stuff than just the sexual preference is what I'm getting at.
Well, it's all diabolical. There's no doubt about that. And I think people are finally starting to realize what's really behind it. Thank you for the call, Carl. All right. Kate Daly taking over, fourth hour host. I'll be back hosting the War Room with all the other breaking news. I think we've knocked this target coverage out of the park. Thanks to our callers, our crew, our guests. Kate Daly takes over. The rest of the important news I'll be covering on the War Room in T-minus 1 hour. I'll see you then.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.